With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The U.S. Supreme Court will review the Durnell Roundup case. Monsanto had petitioned the court to hear Durnell in April of 2025. The company asked the court to address the split in authority among federal circuit courts on the application of federal preemption, a cross-cutting issue in the Roundup litigation. The company expects a decision on the merits during the court's 2026 session, which ends in June. The Supreme Court decision to take the case is good news for U.S. farmers who need regulatory clarity, said Bayer CEO Bill Anderson. It's also an important step in our multi-pronged strategy to significantly contain this legislation. Anderson also said it's time for the U.S. legal system to establish that companies should not be punished under state laws for complying with federal warning label requirements, as every leading regulator in the world has concluded that glyphosate-based herbicides can be used safely. The U.S. chicken industry is on a decades-long winning streak. Steady growth in consumer demand, coupled with efficiency gains in broiler production, have powered the sector's remarkable growth during the last 30 years. According to a new report from Cobank's Knowledge Exchange, the near-term outlook for broiler production remains exceptionally strong, but the opportunities for increasing output are becoming more limited. Higher capital costs, tight labor availability, and increased local regulation have stalled site expansions. Chick availability has trended downward as genetic priorities have shifted from hatchability to meat yield, and adding more pounds per bird has its limits. The potential long-term challenge becomes how big is too big for birds on the processing line and what will drive consumer preferences for chicken products into 2030 and beyond. That coming from Brian Ernest, lead animal protein economist at Cobank. With a change in genetics, producers can now get over 1,000 pounds of chicken from a single egg-laying hen. Agriculture groups sounded the alarm about the economic crisis in rural America in a letter sent to Congress. 56 organizations representing a cross-section of agriculture signed the letter, sending a strong message to Congress. The letter describes an existential threat looming over many farms, stating that America's farmers, ranchers, and growers are facing extreme economic pressures that threaten the long-term viability of the U.S. agriculture sector. An alarming number of farmers are financially underwater, farm bankruptcies continue climbing, and many farmers are having difficulty securing the financing they need to grow a crop this year. The letter also said that for the last 3 or 4 years, the reality of record high input costs and rapidly declining and historically low crop and specialty crop prices has culminated in negative farming margins and losses approaching $100 billion nationwide. Losses for commodity crops and specialty crops remain deep, and the gap needs to be closed. Farm Credit Council President and CEO Christy Seifert made a statement after Senate ag leaders called for expanded agriculture assistance in the upcoming continuing resolution. Farm Credit thanks Chairman Bozeman and Hoven for championing expanded agriculture assistance, Seifert said. Many row crop and specialty crop producers continue to struggle because of economic and weather pressures outside their control. Seifert also affirmed that the proposal will help farmers and ranchers until updated Farm Bill programs take effect this fall. Further, including increased FSA loan limits is an important step in ensuring farmers and ranchers can access credit to survive this downturn and expand their operations in the future. She also said Farm Credit has supported increasing these loan limits since the beginning of the Farm Bill process. Farm Credit also appreciates the senator's work on this vital provision and looks forward to working with the FSA in leveraging this enhanced tool to strengthen farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.